Part 3. Work or Career History. Elementary School. At the age of 5, Ted Cowell became a Bundy when his mother married Johnny Culpepper Bundy, who legally adopted him. He attended Stanley Elementary School and then Geiger Elementary School in 1953 in Tacoma, Washington. On a trip to the mall to a Sears store, Ted publicly threw a tantrum and wet his pants to demonstrate his disapproval of his mother's new relationship. In first grade, Ted reportedly got into a fight in the schoolyard and punched a boy in the nose. As punishment, his teacher, Miss Jerry, broke a ruler over his knuckles. According to his classmates, he was a shy boy who was bullied often, particularly due to a speech impediment that he struggled with. In February of 1954, Ted joined the Boy Scouts, where his violent streak continued to surface. He created tiger traps, digging holes and placing sharp sticks vertically in them, and at least one child was hurt from falling into it, much to his amusement. A fellow scout recalled how Bundy hit him over the head with a stick from behind, confirming that he liked to scare and hurt people deliberately. Doug Holt, one of the Boy Scouts, found his father in a tent with Ted in the middle of the day, naked. He said he always believed something kinky had gone wrong in the tent, something which the other boys teased Ted for and resulted in his violent outbursts. Reportedly, one of the fathers of a boy criticized Mr. Holt for being in the tent with Ted, but no further actions were taken. Sandy Holt, Doug's sister, said that her father had molested both herself and her brother throughout their childhood, so it is highly likely that this incident with Ted Bundy happened as reported. He abruptly stopped attending school camps and did not ever want to say why. Sandy Holt shared that Ted used to catch animals, cut them open, douse them in gasoline, and set them on fire. She said that he and her brother, Doug, used to go around the neighborhood under Ted's lead and slash the leather seats of expensive cars for fun. The pair also used to lure girls into the woods, where Ted would pull down his pants and urinate on them. In 1955, at the age of 9, Bundy became friends with Warren Dodge and Terry Storwick. When Bundy was sentenced to death, Dodge said that he could not believe in his heart that the shy and clever boy that he grew up with was capable of what he was being charged for. He had a bit of a temper, but so did a lot of other people who turned out all right, he said. High School, 1958 to 1965. In 1958, Ted was enrolled in Hunt Junior High, and in 1961, he moved to Wilson High. He attended church every Sunday, even becoming the vice president of the local Methodist youth leadership. He used to cut lawns to earn some extra cash with 3 other boys, which was his first paid job or task. His high school classmates recalled how Ted struggled with chronic masturbation, where they frequently found him in the locker or broom closet touching himself. Unlike his peers, who didn't mind showering in open stall showers after gym, Ted would close himself off in a private stall, where the other boys would tease him by throwing cold water over him. By 1962, his social development had taken a knock, which is reportedly when he started stealing and practicing accents, mannerisms, and how to talk to people by listening to talk radio in the early hours of the morning. He was arrested twice during his high school years for auto theft and burglary, a criminal record that was expunged when he turned 18, as is customary in Washington. He loved to go skiing and stole skiing equipment and used forged ski lift tickets to sustain the expensive habit that boosted his image and offered him the escapism he wanted. In school, he was never selected for any sports teams that he tried out for, so skiing was a great way to feel athletic and work his way into a social setting. He graduated in 1965 with a 3.02 average out of 4, receiving a scholarship at the University of Puget Sound. In a classmate's copy of the school magazine, Nova Magazine, he wrote, "Dearest V, the sweetness of the springtime rain runs down the window pane. I can't help it, it just flows out. Theodore Robert Bundy." It's interesting that he wrote P-A-I-N instead of P-A-N-E, and quite an odd quotation to leave someone with. In June of 1965, he worked for Tacoma City Light as a forklift operator for 4 months. On September 26, 1965, Ted bought a 1933 Plymouth Coupe and enrolled in the University of Puget Sound. University of Puget Sound, October 1965 to September 1966. Ted was at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington, a liberal arts college for 1 year, majoring in Chinese before he transferred to the University of Washington in September of 1966. He felt that China was the country that we would one day have to reckon with and that a fluency in the language would be imperative, said friend and author of A Stranger Beside Me, Anne Rule. At the University of Puget Sound, he excelled academically but struggled socially, unable to break out of his acute shyness. He reportedly had an inferiority complex because he was surrounded by students from wealthier backgrounds. Essentially, he made some friends but did not participate in many social activities outside of class, mostly because he could not afford to. In September, he sold his Plymouth Coupe and bought a 1968 Volkswagen Bug, a car that he would forever favor and be associated with. University of Washington, September 1966 to 1968. In September 1966, Bundy was accepted for a transfer to the University of Washington, where he continued to major in Chinese. Ted lived in the McMahon dormitory. Classmate and friend Larry Foster said, "He was a normal guy, good dresser, very personable. His quirks were no greater than those of others." Bundy was confident in politics, supporting the Republican Party, and still enjoyed skiing, unsure of what career path he would settle on. On December 31, 1966, he moved out of the dormitory and into an off-campus residence at 5015 16th Northeast Seattle. In March of 1967, Ted met his first love, Diane Edwards, while skiing at Snoqualmie. In March of 1967, he withdrew from the University of Washington and in June attended summer school at Stanford University, intensifying his studies in Chinese. His studies ended in August of 1967, resulting in a C grade. During this time, he was trying to salvage his relationship with Diane Edwards, who was losing interest in him. Back in Seattle to visit her, he befriended an elderly woman, Mrs. Ferris, from the Seattle Yacht Club, who helped him to secure some menial jobs, which included the Seattle Yacht Club, the Olympic Hotel, and Safeway. She had a lot to say about her impression of him in an interview with Dr. L. Carlyle, a psychiatrist who assessed Bundy in 1975. "He is a very, very peculiar boy. He was just kind of sneaking around. He'd be on the telephone when you'd least expect him to be. He would tell you he was going to be in one place and he would be somewhere else. He was 6 weeks at the yacht club and they let him go. He wasn't supposed to eat the food, but he was always in the pantry eating all the fresh foods and whipped cream he could get and all the fancy foods that he could eat. He would grab them and take them to his locker. He seemed to have mental problems. He had ways of getting money. He had a very expensive overcoat with a fur collar that came from the Yankee Peddler, one of the men's best dress shops in the university district. He had a key to the men's dormitory at the University of Washington long after he was no longer a student there. He carried the key with him and used to go in there and sleep on the lounge couches when he didn't have any place to go, and he would take clothing and things from the dorm. I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt because I felt that he needed help. I felt there was something very, very wrong in his life, and it seemed that he was quite an unloved child. That's the way it hit me. I just kind of felt I could help him, but I finally decided I was just knocking my head against the wall, and I just had to stop it, and I couldn't have him taking my car and keeping it out until 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. in the morning and telling me I'll be back at midnight and me sitting up waiting. He told me he was going on trips. He would be gone all these hours and would come back all hepped up. He did this 2 or 3 times. I thought he might be trafficking dope. In September of 1967, he returned to the University of Washington to study urban planning and sociology, but failed, telling the university that he would not return for the rest of the semester. During this time, he still worked at the Seattle Yacht Club, which ended in January of 1968. He enrolled for a winter semester at the University of Washington, but withdrew and journeyed to San Francisco, where he flew to Denver and went skiing in Aspen. He then made a trip to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Fayetteville, Arkansas, New York, New York, and Burlington, Vermont, which is reportedly when he discovered his original birth documents, which reflected his illegitimacy. His first visit to a strip club allegedly occurred in New York after this, as he made his way back across the country. Olympic Hotel, February to March of 1968. When Ted had returned to Seattle, he worked at the Olympic Hotel as a busboy, but lost his job after only 1 month because he was stealing food and clothing. Mrs. Ferris, the elderly lady who arranged the job for him, said, "He was 6 weeks at the yacht club and they let him go. He wasn't supposed to eat the food, but he was always in the pantry eating all the fresh foods and whipped cream he could get and all the fancy foods he could eat. He would grab them and take them to his locker." In the same month that he was let go, Diane Edwards broke off the relationship with him after realizing that he had swiped her credit cards to buy himself expensive things. Rockefeller Presidential Campaign Volunteer, April 1968. Ted Bundy was appointed as the Seattle chairman and assistant chairman of the new majority for Nelson Rockefeller's Republican Party presidential campaign, even winning the trip to Miami for the Republican National Convention. Ted Bundy was a figure that people met and loved. I mean, I thought I loved Ted Bundy, not totally in a romantic way, but in terms of being moved by what he said and his feelings for other human beings. If you know him, you can't help but have a great deal of affection for him as a human being, said Kathy Swindler. She was the daughter of Herb Swindler, captain of the Seattle Police Crimes Against Persons Unit. He was the office manager and her supervisor. She said, "He was very well dressed and well mannered, the kind of guy a girl my age would look at and just say, wow, sort of Kennedy-like." And further expressed, "He was a champion of causes. He was concerned about the situation of the blacks of all minorities and the poor. He was unhappy with the injustices of society, and he wanted to do something about them." Ted was charismatic and well-liked in political circles, so when he asked Kathy out on a date one afternoon, she was flattered and immediately said yes. They walked down to Seattle's Pike Place Market and had bagels with cream cheese as they overlooked the waterfront. After this, Kathy went on many more dates with Bundy, which included coffee dates, movies, and learning to play chess in his apartment. Eventually, their dates included some light kissing and touching, and Kathy said that whenever she felt it was a bit too much, all she needed to do was touch his hand and he withdrew it. "He was always just the perfect gentleman," she said. Her dad, Captain Herb Swindler, became the chief of the homicide division in the Seattle Police Department in 1974. which was at the time that women started disappearing. Safeway, April 1968. Ted started working as a stocker for the Queen Anne Hill Safeway at 2100 Queen Anne Avenue North in Seattle on April 12, 1968. During this time, he became friends with a drug dealer, thief, and ex-convict named Richard, which is reportedly the first time that he started using cannabis. One day, he just stopped going to work, quitting without telling anyone, on July 26, 1968. Driver and bodyguard, September 1968. In September 1968, Ted Bundy worked as a driver and bodyguard for the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, Arthur Art Fletcher. He was well-dressed, charismatic, and blended well within social circles. Department store, October to November 1968. Once Art Fletcher's campaign was over, Ted worked at the Seattle department store, selling shoes. He traveled to Philadelphia to stay with his grandfather, Sam Cowell, for the month of December, at his new house, 4039 South Warner Street. During this time, he also frequented the porn houses on 42nd Street. Temple University, January 1969. In January of 1969, Ted enrolled at Temple University in Philadelphia for one semester because there he was able to obtain a law degree without the standard entrance prerequisite of having a bachelor's degree. The university was located in an area known for crime and violence, which did not deter Ted. He wanted to study the community so that he could propose ways to better it. During this time, he reportedly stayed with an aunt on his mother's side of the family. Within a few weeks, Ted's concentration was slipping, and he started skipping classes, consumed with stalking women and giving in to his urges. By February, he was frequenting porn houses, even using an alias and disguise, complete with a fake mustache, dyed hair, and residence in a seedy motel in the area. He fantasized about pushing a woman into his room to rape her, and eventually progressed to an abduction attempt at the end of February, but the woman escaped. Washington, March 1969. In March of 1969, Ted moved back to Washington State to rent a room in a duplex at 4143 12th Avenue Northeast in the University District, where he stayed until September 1, 1974. He promised his landlords, Frieda and Ernst Rogers, an elderly couple, that he would do chores and gardening for them, something that he managed to keep up for the entire duration of his stay. In May, Ted drove to San Francisco to visit friends. Sometime during his stay, he followed his ex-girlfriend, Diane Edwards, and snuck up behind her, giving her a surprise. Fright. Griggs Lumber Mill, May to June of 1969. Ted got a job at Griggs Lumber Mill in Tacoma, also known as Export Pacific, for 2 months, hauling lumber. Attorney Messenger and Process Service, Seattle, September 1969 to May of 1970. By September, Ted started working for the Attorney Messenger and Process Service in Seattle. By the end of the month, he met Elizabeth Klupfer at the Sandpiper Tavern in Seattle and started dating her. On October 12, 1969, she was invited back to his apartment, and in hindsight reported that it was orderly and spotless. In November, he took Liz and her daughter to his parents' house for dinner, and in December, she introduced him to her parents. In January, he helped Liz find a new apartment on Green Lake in Seattle, and in February, the couple had applied for a marriage license, which cost $5, which he tore up by the end of the month. In March, he was fired from the Attorney Messenger and Process Service for prolonged absence from work, claiming that it was because he had to look after Liz's daughter, Molly. Pedline Surgical Company, May 1970 to December 1971. In May of 1970, Ted returned to the University of Washington and applied to assist with campus security as an informant. He also started work as a delivery driver for a family-owned medical supply company, the Pedline Surgical Company. He stole plaster of Paris to use as a cast to lure his victims and was caught stealing photographs from the office supply, which he got a stern warning for. According to Liz's knowledge, Ted enrolled for summer classes at the University of Washington in June of 1970, allegedly in Far East studies. In September, he made a shift to study psychology at the University of Washington, starting his bachelor's degree in January of 1971. One of Ted's professors, Ronald E. Smith, wrote him a reference letter at a later stage, which read, "Mr. Bundy is undoubtedly one of the top undergraduate students in our department. Indeed, I would place him in the top 1% of undergraduate students with whom I have interacted both here and at the University of Washington and at Purdue University." On December 31, 1971, Ted left the Pedline Surgical Company. Seattle's Suicide Hotline Crisis Center, September 1971. In September of 1971, Bundy started work at the Seattle's Suicide Hotline Crisis Center, where he met Anne Rule, author of The Stranger Beside Me. The center was based in an old Victorian house, and Ted successfully saved lives while working there, according to Rule. However, she later learned that he often turned the phones off and slept during his shift once she had left, which demonstrated the double-sided nature of a sociopathic, narcissistic serial killer. One random piece of information from her book: her dog, who loved everyone, growled at Ted and did not like him at all. Harborview Hospital, 1972. Once Bundy had graduated with a degree in psychology, he was awarded a stipend to work as a counselor at a psychiatric ward, which was Harborview Hospital. A colleague who worked with him during this time said that he was callous towards patients, offering superficial sympathy and giving them more assignments than any assistance. Governor Evans, 1972. After graduating with a BA in psychology in 1972, Bundy became part of Governor Daniel Evans's re-election campaign, where he was hired to pose as a college student to attend Evans's opponent Albert Rossellini's speeches for their team to analyze. Bundy was appointed to the Seattle Crime Prevention Advisory Committee, and once Evans was successfully re-elected, he became the assistant of the Washington State Republican Party, Ross Davis. It was the reference letters from influential people like Evans, Davis, and a handful of psychology professors who got Bundy into law school in Utah, despite his low LSAT scores in 1973. University of Puget Sound Law School, 1973. In September of 1973, Bundy applied to attend law school across the country and was accepted into the University of Puget Sound and the University of Utah. He started at UPS in the fall, simultaneously baiting his ex, Diane Edwards, back into a relationship with him, which he maliciously broke off after she had accepted his marriage proposal. By April of 1974, he had skipped classes so much that he stopped attending entirely, instead shifting his focus to Utah, where he continued to do two things: study criminal law, and murder women. Seattle Crime Prevention Advisory Committee, 1974. Ted landed a job at the Seattle Crime Prevention Advisory Committee in 1974 after he allegedly helped a woman whose purse was being snatched at the Northgate Mall. He managed to catch the snatcher and give the woman her purse back, which had $34 in it, and gave him the crown as a neighborhood hero. He said, "The record-keeping operation of the King County police agencies was just horrendous. I had this connection with law enforcement there. I had worked for the Seattle Crime Commission. I did some work on these crimes against women, particularly rape. So I studied them and gave some suggestions on how they can prevent rape." This job gave Ted valuable insight into how police work to catch murderers and criminals, where he had inside knowledge on statistics and found loopholes in the system to continue his serial killing activities. Department of Emergency Services, May to August of 1974. In May of 1974, Bundy worked at the Department of Emergency Services in Olympia, where he met Carol Ann Boone. Ironically, they worked on searching for missing women, some of which included Bundy's own victims. People who worked with him used to joke with him that his car matched the description of a serial killer that they were searching for, never believing that it could possibly be that it was actually him. One of the managers said, "Ted slept on that leather couch over there during EOC activations. He was certainly calm in chaotic situations because he was used to being in far worse ones." University of Utah, August 1974 to 1975. In August of 1974, Bundy was accepted for a second time at the University of Utah to study law. He moved to Salt Lake City, abandoning his longtime girlfriend, Elizabeth Klupfer, and her daughter to start a new life. He failed his first year, re-enrolled for it, and after failing for a second time, expressed deep disappointment that the other students had something, some intellectual capacity that he did not. He found the classes completely incomprehensible. During this time, he was actively murdering women at a rate of one per month. He was still studying as a law student when he was arrested, first capture, in August of 1975. For the attempted kidnapping and assault of Carol DeRonch. By the time he stood trial for multiple murders, he had decided to use his psychology, political, crime, and law knowledge to defend himself, believing without a doubt that he would be able to win his case.